Texte numéro 25. E-cigarette. Smoking tobacco sends perhaps half of its long-term addicts to an early grave and inflicts chronic diseases on many of the rest. The filthy habit is on the wane in rich countries, though it is still worryingly popular with many of the young. Electronic cigarettes look like a promising substitute. Power from a small battery vaporizes a solution containing purified nicotine, delivering the hit that smokers crave without the toxins in tobacco smoke. So you might imagine that the increasing demand for e-cigarettes would be welcomed and encouraged. Not at the European Parliament, whose first intent is to cut smoking and keep children from taking it up. By treating e-cigarettes like medicines, which includes requiring their makers to seek approval from the agencies that regulate pharmaceuticals when they bring a new product to market, they would greatly reduce the range of products available and increase their price. A vote for more curbs in Europe will also surely send a signal to America's Food and Drug Administration, which is contemplating its own regulations. E-cigarettes are not entirely risk-free. Little research has yet been done about their long-term health effects. Nicotine is, in implausibly large doses, a poison. Even in small ones, it is addictive. And the amount of the chemical dispensed by e-cigarettes varies from one brand to another. But it is already clear that whatever health risks may emerge in studies of e-cigarette use, they are vastly less lethal than traditional smokes. This seems to worry pharmaceutical firms, which in Europe are lobbying for curbs on e-cigarettes, a competitor to their nicotine patches and other quitting aids. Big tobacco firms are working on e-cigarettes of their own, as well as cigarettes that heat rather than burn the tobacco. But they have an interest in slowing the switch to smokeless smokes. So far, it seems that most regular vapors of e-cigarettes are smokers or ex-smokers. But over time, the prospect of a relatively harm-free nicotine kick could draw in many new users. This risk and the lack of long-term research on the residual risks of nicotine argue for restricting the sales of e-cigarettes to children. But as far as adults are concerned, they should be subject to less regulation than alcohol, which is far more harmful, and perhaps to no more than caffeine, another addictive and mildly poisonous substance, whose widespread use governments see no need to curb. The risk of getting more people addicted to something relatively harmless is well worth taking, given the opportunity for curbing dramatically the world's single most harmful voluntary activity. Politicians should stand back and let 1,000 e-cig brands bloom. Adapted from The Economist, September 2013.